I love throwing these Rosie on the House specials out there to our Arizona homeowners. It's just one more way I can buy my way into their friendship.
But well, now, this one's going to be hard.
This is hard. I didn't know what I was getting myself into. Wow.
Now, we did say it was the Phoenix metro area, right?
Did we? I hope so.
Yeah, we did. Because I have a cousin apparently listening in South Louisiana, sent me a picture of an air conditioner in Lake Arthur, Louisiana.
And after Laura hit, I'm sure he could use one.
Yeah, it's got, it looks like it's definitely been flooded once or twice by the amount of debris that's piled on top of it. So we are in the process of going through all of the entries for the ugly air conditioning contest winner. We'll be announcing at the top of this hour who wins a brand new, top of the line Trane air conditioning and heating system installed for free at your house by Rias Air Conditioning and Performance, who we have here in the studio this morning, Mr. Jeff Carmichael. We were talking about a little bit how people overexpect what more insulation is going to do for them without really doing it. I mean, the first question I ask them is, have you had a whole house energy audit done?
Right.
And before you spend a penny on any solution, spend $99 finding out what the cheap problems are.
Right. Yeah, that's the benefit of doing the $99 energy audit, right, is prioritizing, is getting actual data, actual testing done on your house to figure out where the deficiencies are, and then get a prioritized scope of work from us that, you know, we can kind of guide you through biggest bang for your buck. Maybe do this later. Maybe we need to address this now. And it'll give you a good understanding of where to even start rather than throw money at, you know, things that you think may need are the problem. That's what we run into a lot is our homeowners think they know the problem and then they ask us to solve that. Yeah. But then we get out there and maybe that's not even close to being the problem, right? Or maybe, you know, the insulation's 8 inches or 9 inches and, you know, it's something else that we identify as the problem. And maybe we tell them, you know, yeah, a couple more inches of insulation will be great for you, but this is where the problem lies, right?
And I try and tell people all the time, not all energy audits are equal.
Sure.
I've seen some horrible energy audits.
Yeah, we get a lot of those, second opinions, what have you, and I won't even go off on a tangent on that, I guess, I suppose, but it depends what you're looking for. If you're an energy auditing firm and you're looking, and primarily your thing is insulation, you know, you might tote the insulation all day long, and say, you need insulation. But if you're, more diverse in your product offerings and, kind of like our approach is let's look at everything, then we'll deliver you a solution on everything, and then prioritize it for you. So
I'll never forget, and it had to be, it has to be about 12 years ago, I'm guessing, when Todd called me and he says, I'm a home energy auditor and I'd like to consider getting screened for Rosie on the House. I didn't even know what a home energy auditor was.
Right.
And it sounded like a scam to me. Okay. So the utility companies are going to authorize you to do an energy audit on a house that you then can make recommendations what to sell people to fix. I thought, how do I become a home energy auditor?
Right, yeah.
That sounds too good to be true. And then the utility companies are going to subsidize you.
Right.
Home energy audits are the best thing that's happened to home ownership in the last 20 years.
Yeah. If you're an APS or an SRP authorized energy auditing firm, there's a good chance they're doing the right thing and you're going to get a great energy evaluation. So if they're certified through APS and SRP, it's a very well controlled program of contractors that are involved. And why I say that is just there's not a lot of bad energy auditing firms, right? We don't want to set that precedence, but you do. If you are selecting an energy auditing contractor, just make sure that they're certified through APS and SRP, because what is happening in that program is we're getting checked. There's a checks and balances, right? So they're sending out third-party inspectors to come look at our work on, that we've done or completed on houses, just to make sure we're recommending the right things. Or they're even going out and testing a house with a secondary energy auditing contractor after we've tested the house, just to make sure we're recommending the right solutions, right? So,
well, our current registrar of contractors, Mr. Jeff Leatham, you know, he gets on his grandstand about it's building science.
Yes.
Anymore. I mean, this is where you need the mathematicians. You need the guys that are studying physics. And
right.
It really is. It's not just pounding nails anymore.
Right.
It is. It really is a building science.
Yep.
And you know how many people I've sent to Rias when people ask me, what should I look for in a career?
Sure.
I say energy audits. You learn the science of energy audits, and it will teach you air conditioning, electrical, weather sealing, windows, doors, insulation, everything.
That's where you guided me 9 years ago now. So
that's right.
I
think your dad called me and said, I've got a son coming out of the service. And
what trade should I be interested in? And he said, building science is the future.
It is the future.
It sure is.
Well, Todd still owes me like a thank you lunch or something.
I'll remind him.
All right, you're continuing to scroll through the entries. We did have a question from John, who didn't hold on through the bottom of the break. And he says, when do you decide to replace your air conditioning? And the answer to that question, for me, has changed just in the last 5 years. What I used to say, I don't say anymore. Okay. What do you say? When do you make that call?
So 10 years is the average manufacturer expiration of warranty. Okay, so 10 years is across the board, most manufacturers uphold that 10-year warranty. So right after 10 years is when your repairs are going to be really expensive. And then we just set a baseline, at Rias, our technicians, our home performance analysts. You're at 10 years or you're over $1,000 repair is when we say you should consider replacement, right? If it's 10 years old and the repair is $200, we're going to recommend that you do the repair and then maybe keep it on your radar. But I mean, 10 years and $1,000 is where we go.
It's obvious from the pictures you've seen the last half hour, there's a lot of units
there's
over 10
years. There's a lot
years,
more than 10 years. Years I'm looking at one right now. It's 39 years old. I don't believe him that it works.
I know. I wondered about that too. So John had to hang up because he's driving.
Okay.
And he sent me a text, though, with a complete question. Can
far
I read
away.
That to you?
Yeah, far away.
He says, John here. I have an old house with a heat pump. The house was built in the late 60s, and my heat pump was replaced in 2010 with a 14 SEER. My house is 1,500 square feet block, but I continually get energy ratings in one or two from the SRP report card. Would moving the unit off the house into the north side yard, which is always shaded, considerably save money? 3.5 ton? And does insulating the block walls really work? The ductwork is rectangular, down the hall to the two bathrooms and four bedrooms with one cylinder jumper to the kitchen, which is a galley and has another rectangular ductwork that goes to the kitchen living areas.
So he couldn't talk to us on the phone because he was driving. But he could text all that while he's driving.
That's the most complete call I've ever heard on this show, man. He's detailed.
Okay. Again, I think he's got a lot of things going for him. A block home, 1,500 square feet, 3.5 ton. And I think he's asking, this is a home built in the 60s, probably a split system or a roof mount package. Can I go split and move the unit to the shady side of the house? Will that really help me?
No. It sounds good.
I know.
Right. In theory, right? But that's not going to save you much, if anything at all. So I would leave your equipment where it is, and whether you need to upgrade the equipment, keeping it in the where it is ever located around the house, whether that's northeast, south, or west, relocating to more shade is not what's going to help drop your utility bill.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to buy some more friends today. I'm going to buy John my friendship. You're giving away $13,000 air conditioning systems. You're going to give away something else today, too.
Okay.
You're giving away a home energy audit for John.
That sounds about right. You
so
got it, John.
We've got John's information. He's got good bones.
Sure.
A masonry home built in the 60s. I mean, they don't get any better than that.
Yep.
And he asked questions about insulating the foam block. I'm a huge believer in that.
Yeah.
And there are several companies that do it and shop carefully because the price difference between companies can be, the price difference can be 100% different. Right. So be careful there. Shop carefully. But let's do an energy audit. Take a look at his windows. If, yep. if he's got aluminum frame, single pane, clear glass, 1960 vintage windows,
yeah,
we may take a look at that.
And John says, awesome. And no, I didn't text and drive.
Okay. So he's still listening. Good. All right. So John's going to get an energy audit. I hope he's in Phoenix. Did I just give away energy audit in Ajo?
Or in Port Arthur, Louisiana.
Or in Port Arthur, yeah. Lake Arthur, yeah. Okay.
Sorry, Lake.
So we'll get John taken care of. We're here with Jeff Carmichael of Rias Air Conditioning and Home Performance Company, the first Rosie on the House certified home energy audit company. We've got a couple that cover the state right now. And if you haven't had it done, call them and get it done. It's about a $500 service. But the utility company subsidize that,
right,
and knock your price. You, the homeowner, only have to pay $99.
Yeah.
And y'all are taking one truck, one or two technicians.
Two, yep.
And about $20,000 worth of equipment.
Yeah.
To and run all the tests.
Two to three hour process.
Yeah. 2 to 3 hour process. And you will get a report detailing all the weakest links of your home's comfort challenges is what I call them. Hot and cold spots.
Yep.
Hot and cold rooms.
Dust and indoor air quality is a big part too of that. So getting a good understanding of where the dust and everything coming into your house, identifying where those are. Is it the door? Is it the window? Is it the ductwork? You know, where are we introducing all of that dust and particles into your house?
I've learned a lot from y'all. And one of the things I learned, it goes back maybe 7, 8 years ago when Todd called me and he said, you know, we're learning a lot about pressure mapping and the impact that has on a home's comfort.
Oh, yeah.
Talk through that a little bit.
I just say, if you think about your home like a balloon, that's what is, it's, you're pressurizing your house when that air conditioning system turns on. So you're forcing air into the house and pressure mapping, what we're talking about is when you close a door, to a bedroom, you have one register that's blowing air into that room. Well, you're pressurizing that room, but how well can that air now get back out of the room? So that's where we find out solutions to comfort problems based on how well air is going to be able to travel throughout your house.
The pressure in that room could be so high, it's keeping the cold air from coming through the ductwork. The
exactly.
It's forcing it
back up. So you're trying to get as much air as you can into the room, but there's so much pressure now on that room that you can't put any air into it, and now it's forcing the air back up to the ductwork.
Open the door, install a jump duct, or add a return air,
yeah,
and kaboom!
Yeah. Comfort problem solved.
A room that's never been comfortable,
right,
is fixed.
That's a huge part of what we do, and that's one of the coolest parts. Not the coolest parts, but is delivering those solutions.
Absolutely.
Where you know we need to. It's not an expensive solution, but it's not.
All right. We're going to wrap up in the next break, and we're going to announce our winner for the new Trane air conditioner from Rias right after this.